Hi guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast, the show dedicated to transforming your life. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Helen, and we're excited to bring you the best information on exercise, nutrition, mindset, and health. Let's get on with the show.
What's up guys, Coach Steve here, and welcome back to another episode of the Challenge Podcast. In today's episode, I'm joined with one of Max's top 10 finalists from the January Challenge. We've got Adam Ryan. Adam, welcome to the Challenge Podcast.
Thanks, Steve. How are you?
I'm really well, mate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Mate, thank you so much for donating some of your time to be part of the Challenge Podcast here. You know, at the time of recording this, it's been a few days since you found out you were in the top 10. How has the past couple of days been for you, finding out that you had such an amazing result?
It was a big surprise, actually. I was just glad to finish, to tell you the truth. So getting top 10 was really good. Yeah, very excited.
Well, mate, you should be so proud. Your transformation is absolutely amazing. And yeah, you should be so proud of that.
Yeah, a lot of hard work.
Adam, I know a little bit about you and your story. There's a few people listening that may not know who you are. So would you like to tell us a little bit about where you're from, what you do for work, and who is Adam?
Yeah, so I live in Newcastle, live in the Newcastle area. I work for New South Wales Police. So a lot of my job basically involves driving around all day and, yeah, pretty much sitting on my backside for most of it. And, yes, I don't get very physical, let's say, during my work day. So I thought the challenge was a great way to kind of spice things up and kickstart fitness into gear.
Yeah, right. We've had quite a few top 10 finalists over the past, you know, 12 months or so from the police force in general, from different states. And that's an interesting observation, or maybe it might be a mindset type thing. Maybe it's a dedication type thing. But mate, can you talk a little bit about, maybe not your role per se, but I know that you may be working very odd hours. What was it like trying to juggle doing things like cooking your food, exercising, and then potentially working like longer days depending on what happens?
Yeah, well, I do shift work, so day shifts and afternoon shifts pretty much day in, day out for 4 to 5 days a week. So it's very difficult to try to balance all that kind of thing. I usually do a big cook up before my start of my shifts. So I'll try to get at least 2 or 3 days worth out so I can do that. But yeah, depending on what shifts I'm doing, it can be very challenging because I start fairly early. So if you have to get up, have breakfast, go to the gym, get ready for work, take a dog for a walk, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, you pretty much run out of your morning and then you're not home till late in the afternoon and then back up to do it all again. So
rinse and repeat.
Yeah, and then, you know, especially nowadays, it's getting dark as well. It's hard at night too.
Yeah, right. Well, Adam, I wanted to speak a little bit about why you chose to start the challenge. And my first question is, was the January challenge your first challenge?
No, it's actually my third. The first one I did in, I actually still got the old t-shirt in 2013. Okay. I did my first one.
Yeah.
And I had great results out of that. Obviously, I was still very new at this kind of training and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But then I didn't do much. And I did the September challenge last year, made top 50 for that, and just wanted to try to achieve a little bit better.
And then here we are, top 10.
Yeah. Here we are. Yeah, I did have it planned. Yeah, a bit of extra motivation. I had a European holiday booked for this month, which obviously has been cancelled now. But yeah, it gave me motivation to get in and do as much work as I could.
Yeah. So would you say that the September last year, the reason why you chose to do that challenge was to prepare for Europe? Would that be the reason why?
No, I was just getting a little bit lazy, a little bit complacent, I suppose, like with my training, with my diet, that kind of thing, you know, starting to put on a bit more weight than I would have liked. So I thought I had great success with doing the challenge previously, so I thought I'll give it another go. You know, it's always had a good reputation, so gave it a go and I had some good results. So yeah, I thought I'd carry on and do the next one.
Yeah, so good. Touching on September again, was there like a specific moment or event that happened where you were like, yep, that's it, Adam, it's time to do something? Like, did you maybe catch a reflection of yourself or like when to put on a certain shirt? Like, was there a certain instance where you went, all right, let's redo this challenge thing, we've got to get our head back into the game?
Not really. So I found my diet more so was a part that was lacking. So I just wanted to try to get that a little bit more under control. I did have some small injuries at the time as well, which obviously wasn't helping too much, but yeah, I kind of overcame all that while I was going through the challenge, you know, getting physio and everything else.
Yeah. That leads me on to my next question about some challenges that you may have overcome. And You kind of alluded to maybe balancing work and that type of area, plus a little bit of niggles here and there and seeing a physio. Were there any other major challenges that you had to overcome to achieve such an amazing result that you did?
No, well, the injury was bad at the start and it kind of subsided and pretty much went by the time I finished that September challenge. I got a bit lazy again over Christmas time, and by the time I got back to the start of this January challenge, you know, it all flared back up again. So it hasn't, let's say, it didn't subside as well as I would have liked it to. Besides that, primarily just having to do shift work, it just absolutely mucks you up.
Yeah. So if someone's listening to this and they're going through shift work right now, what strategies would you suggest for them to try to get some organization in line to do the challenge?
Yeah, just pre-cook all your meals is probably the biggest thing, especially if you've got family or whatever, get them involved and, you know, get everyone to be cooking meals, because it does take a bit of time to cook a week's worth, but it's 100% worth doing. You just get home and just cook it straight away and you don't need to worry about, you know, having to cook and you don't have to think. It's just in and out. Probably the best thing that I do would be get in and do all that prep work.
Get in and do the meal prep. So good.
Yeah, that's right.
Mate, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things you might have learned. So, you know, going all the way back from like 2013, the September challenge last year, and then this January challenge, could you speak a little bit about some of the things you may have learned about, you know, maybe some formal things like what is a protein, or even some informal things like something about yourself you might have learned? Like, what have you learned over the past couple of challenges that you've completed?
The main thing is to not overdo it. I found that I was training too much. So with following a nice structured routine like we have been, I hadn't been overtraining. So I'd having more rest days or having more just cardio days, where before I was weight training, you know, 5, 6, even 7 days a week at times. And I found that I wasn't getting any gains. I wasn't regenerating and recovering the way that I should have been. And yeah, just having those extra rest days, being structured a little bit better, certainly helped. Made all the difference, I think.
Yeah, that's so good. You know, like what you just said is just a reoccurring theme with people that I chat with, where they want to make a change in their body, they want to lose weight, they want to gain muscle, they want to get fit, and then they think that they almost need to jump into the deep end, like, oh, I've got to do 3-hour workouts plus cardio, and I've got to do that 7 days a week, or I won't get any change. And then what ends up happening is they go really hard for a week, maybe two, and then it just goes down to a medium, then down to a low, and then eventually they're not exercising again. And then that yo-yo up and down just rinses and repeats over and over again. And the same thing with nutrition.
Yeah.
People go on these crazy diets and then it lasts for maybe a day or 2 days or a week, and then they just go back to the regression to the mean, right? So it's awesome that you learned that, where it's all about sustainability, right? Where we've got to find ways to maintain over time, and it doesn't need to be really crazy and outlandish. As long as we're doing something, we're going to get better over time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I've been able to knock me workouts down to about 45, 50 minutes at most, and I can get everything achieved. And obviously the results kind of speak to them for themselves. So
yeah,
it's good.
Adam, here we've got a few questions to find out a little bit more about you. So first question here, are you team squats or team deadlifts?
I prefer deadlifts. I do prefer deadlifts. Yeah, I like variety that you can get out of deadlifts. You know, there's a lot of different positions.
Yep.
So, and I find it doesn't hurt my back either, as, you know, like squats do. So
yep.
Definitely deadlift all the way.
What kind of deadlifts? Are you a traditional deadlifter, or like you going sumo or trap bar? What kind of deadlift are you?
I do like the traditional. I also like doing deadlifts with dumbbells as well.
Yep.
So I find that just adds that little bit of extra variety, a bit of extra balance as well to the body. My gym normally doesn't have a trap bar, so I can't use it. I've only used one a couple of times.
Yeah.
I find they're, you know, a little bit awkward, a little bit wobbly, but yeah, definitely a dumbbell deadlift is, I find, a great thing to be doing.
Yeah, well, especially now with, you know, gyms being closed, like dumbbell deadlifts are the way to go for most people, hey?
Yeah, definitely.
Next one here is exercise. What's your favorite exercise to complete?
I like doing flies, like chest flies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always been a bit more of a fan doing them, I think, because I can do a lot heavier with them. I can probably almost fly as much as I can press. So
yeah, okay.
That I think is probably where I'll get most of my gains from.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really enjoy doing those.
I don't often do a lot of chest fly motion, actually a little bit more like cable chest flies, but I always have this image of Arnold in Pumping Iron doing his chest fly, and he's just got these behemoth pecs and he's doing his chest flies. I'm like, yeah, like that's right.
Yeah, he's a monster. Yeah, no, you do get a good pump and you can still get all your different angles and that kind of thing as well. So that's really great.
Next is flexing. What's your favorite muscle to flex?
At the moment, the abs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really, really come out, especially if you put a bit of self-tan on it. They really pop out good. So yeah, probably those at the moment.
Next is cardio. Are you a fan of cardio or do you have a love-hate relationship with it?
I'm not a great fan of running. I'll do a bit of walking, obviously. I've been doing a bit of the HIIT sessions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're probably my favourite thing at the moment, just getting into a quick 20-minute HIIT session and I'm done out the door.
All right. Do you listen to anything while you're training?
Yeah, I'm a big heavy metal fan. So as you get on, put on Triple J's The Racket.
Yeah. Good.
Listen to that. Listen to, and yeah, just rock out while I get in. So keeps me motivated.
Do you have Spotify?
I do. I just use the free version, but yeah.
Well, I've gone and created a Max and Maxine Challenge metal mix on Spotify. So next time you're there, you can check out what some other challenges are listening to in our metal mix.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to have a look, yeah.
Next is dinner. What's your favorite dinner option?
Dinner. Oh, I'm a big spag bowl fan, so nice. I'll usually make up a nice big batch of that. A lot of veggies and, yeah, that's usually my go-to meal. Nice and quick, simple. You can prep for a few meals and, yeah, it's still tasty. You can still keep it healthy as well, so.
Once the challenge was over, what was your first meal?
Oh, do beers count? Yeah, I'm not sure. I think it might have been a pizza.
Did you enjoy it? Was it good?
Yeah, oh, whatever it was, it would have been awesome. It would have been amazing, that's for sure.
And then finally, a little bit off the cuff, is role models. Do you have a role model, let that be maybe someone you know, friend, family, or like a celebrity like Arnold or someone like that?
Yeah, well, I've always followed Arnold. I've got his encyclopedia of workouts and, you know, bought like 20 odd years ago.
Yeah.
So I've still got that. So that's, while it's, you know, a lot of it's out of my league, it's good to just get the information from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some things are a bit outdated now, but yeah, that's where the book that I used when I first started weight training all those years ago.
You know, books like that, you just said it, a little bit outdated from what we know now, but you know, the stuff that's in that book is still the foundation of so many great programs. Heck, even the challenge program, the stuff in that that is still completely usable. So, yeah, great resource to get is the encyclopedia.
Yeah, I haven't seen the book around for a long time. So, yeah, I'm glad I've still got it, though.
Good. Mate, next is talking about advice. So if someone came up to you and said, you know, Adam, I see your before and after photos, absolutely amazing. I wanted to get fit and healthy. What advice would you give me to get in the shape you're in? What advice would you give somebody?
The best advice is just make sure that your food is on point, especially serving size. Well, I found that I had to really cut back on my serving sizes in order to kind of fit all the meals in. So while we're having 4, 5, 6 meals throughout the time, yeah, I had to really cut back on those serving sizes in order to fit those meals in and nicely spread it out through the day, instead of just having my set 3 meals. So that's probably the best thing. Just cut it down, but have a little bit more throughout the day instead of just having one big amount just at one go.
Yeah. Did you find that helped with like hunger levels?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. I get hungry. Like, as soon as I wake up, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Just when I'm ready to go to bed, you know, I'm still hungry. So being able to spread it out through the day certainly helped.
Yeah. The worst thing is once you finish a meal and you wait maybe 10 minutes and you're hungry again and you're like, God, just, it's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah, so that's right.
Spreading it out a little bit can be quite helpful, hey?
Yeah, especially, you know, in my job as well, because I'm in a car all day, so I don't have that time to go and sit down and prepare anything. So I have to make sure that while I'm driving around all day, I have things ready to go in the car as well. So, you know, protein bars and protein shakes and all that kind of stuff, you know, just to help supplement while I can get in and out of the office.
Yeah. Were you a fan of the Super Shred bars?
I was. I was a bit skeptical of them, but yeah, flavors are amazing what they have. So,
what's your favorite flavor?
Oh, I'm just traditional chocolate all the way. So,
chocolate all the way? Love it. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You've got to try some of the cookies, the Super Shred cookies. They're amazing too.
No, yeah. I've had other brands, but I've always found them a bit sweet. Well, chocolate is, you know, they usually hold back on that sweetness a little bit.
Yeah, no, so good.
Yeah. I was going to give it a go, though.
Adam, mate, let's wrap it up there. Thank you so much for being part of the Challenge podcast. And once again, congratulations on such an amazing result. You should be so proud of the effort that you put in.
Thank you, Steve. Much appreciated. I really enjoyed it. It was a great time and kept me focused. So hopefully I'll keep the momentum going now.
So good. Thanks, mate.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.